Okay, here we go.
Priya may be also the story. I know some devotees are a bit of Hindu, Indian nationalist, like that. And indeed, we can tell the story of an India, Bharatvarsha, with an old glorious culture, Mahabharata and so on, and then one day, 500 years ago, so less maybe, arrives these strange people with their boats, saying they're coming from the west. And they start doing trade. There was some 500 years ago, was it? East Indian Company. Well, whatever. We just want to do trade with you. This will be good for us all, for you as well as for us. Now, some. There in India, the smart ones, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, are suspicious we can't trust these people. Remember, we learned from our Shastra, that the Daityas and Danavas and the Mlechas and Chandalas are living there in the West, and we heard stories about what's going on there. They're eating animals. Habitually slaughtering them in masses. They are drinking alcohol. They are aggressive. Building weapons and warships. Yes, I mean, there are these old Kshatriya cultures, the Sikhs and so on. Maybe we should mobilize. But no, these people are so nice, to give us gifts. They say they can sell their products in their world, and it will be financially good for us. That kind of stuff. This is, again, a the story somewhere. And then, yeah. But the wise ones and those who understood the intricacies of clever politics, they were right. And we can show different events that prove that. And here they are. We are in West Bengal. Gouda, Nadia, all that place, and another land there that's been taken away. Some or other. Bought by these companies. Is that what has come here now? Companies. And it's all for the good. We will produce. You will get rich. And yes, there are these little lords, fine people, Indians. Living in the fine buildings, hanging out with the sophisticated British ladies and gentlemen. And the parties. And look, there's money coming in. But the farmers, whose families have owned their fields since time immemorial and lived here on Mother Earth, the mercy of Mother Lakshmi, Father Narayan, they now found themselves as workers on that same land, not growing food anymore, but growing opium. Or they could work on the ships, sending that opium to China, returning with tea, the British drink that now people who could afford it became addicted to. Those who didn't become addicted to opium. And yes, some young intellectuals, especially, started thinking, putting two and two together, saying, They are not helping to make our country rich. They are helping themselves to get rich at our cost. In fact, they are stealing our land and they have stolen it. Not even by military might. But by clever deception. And so here we are. It's end of the 19th century, early 20th century, and we follow young intellectuals like Abhay Charan. They who now are active in the Gandhi movement and similar. Freedom movement groups. And yes, that's where our story also takes us. For those of you who want to stay here and hear it. Beware, it's quite a story.